speaking with colleague Colonel Jeff McCausin, United States Army retired, about a book he and his colleagues did some dozen years ago, Tactical Nuclear Weapons and NATO. I learned from this book that tactical nuclear weapons have always been part of the warfighting thinking since the nuclear weapon was first revealed in anger in 1945. The smaller the nuke, the smaller the warhead, the more likely it is to be used in a battlefield situation, goes the thinking. There are periods in which the thinking has changed. 1950, for example, to 1963 is a period of time of change. Lots of change in thinking about nuclear weapons, thinking about strategic weapons as well, city busters. What's pertinent today, not just the history of tactical weapons, but what do the Russians make of their tactical nuclear weapon arsenal? They have hundreds, if not thousands, of them. The U.S., on the other hand, is limited to several hundred gravity bomb nuclear weapons deployed throughout Europe. The Russian doctrine, inherited from the Soviet Union, I learned from Jeff and his colleagues, uses tactical nuclear weapons as a battlefield tactic. It's meant to seal or break through or stop a breakthrough. In some fashion, it's understood as manageable. There's also the theory of escalate to de-escalate. And Jeff explains it very bluntly here. What all this adds up to is my observation that the Russians are more likely to use nuclear weapons in order to prevent a larger war in their thinking than not. Here's Jeff.
Yeah, that fits right into the thinking of so-called escalate to de-escalate. We'll escalate to these weapons, which will prevent then an escalation on both sides, the central nuclear exchange, and frankly, the destruction of both countries. And it also fits in that broader thinking that they've talked about of such weapons being employed if, in fact, there is a threat to the very existence of the Russian Federation.
I'm John Batchelor.